morning. It is 9:23 a.m. We are here today, August 26, 2013, in the OPA Hearing Room, Suite 907 of the DNA Building in Agania, Guam, for the pre-hearing of OPA PA 13-009, JMI Edison versus Guam Memorial Hospital Agency. Presiding over the hearing today are Hearing Officer Peter C. Perez and Public Auditor Doris Flores Brooks. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability are Franklin Cooper Nurse and Thirza Bagana. Will appellant JMI Edison please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good morning, Madam Public Auditor, Mr. Perez. My name is Joshua Walsh. I'm an attorney at Civil and Tang. I, along with my co-counsel, Joe Izzano, represent the appellant, JMI Edison, who today is represented here in the room by Mr. Johnny Young, who's present. Good morning. Good
morning. Morning. My name is Meenakshi Hamlai. I'm with the law firm of Fisher & Associates here on behalf of Guam Memorial Hospital Authority.
Morning. All right, so in this matter, we're going to set a hearing on the merits for September 25th at 9 a.m. Do the parties anticipate going more than one day, or do you want to hold off one day?
I think one day is sufficient.
Okay. Motion cutoff will be September 6th. Oppositions to motions, September 13th. Replies to motions, September 18th. And pre-hearing filings will be due September 18th. Those include trial briefs, stipulated facts among the parties, witness lists, and exhibit lists. We'll issue an order. Are there any other issues?
There is one, if I may bring it up. There was a recording of the pre-bid opening that was made on a microcassette. And you might have seen in my agency report that there was a FOIA request by JMI Edison before this appeal, for which we gave him the microcassette. And to make a long story short, this one copy, we've all had a lot of difficulty making a copy. So we're not sure how to get copies to the OPA. What I can do is give the OPA the sole copy. And if you have means to record it, because the GMH doesn't either. The only other thing I could think is perhaps to find someone to transcribe it, so I'm just looking for instruction.
How lengthy is the recording?
I apologize, I don't know. But it was just at the bid opening, so I don't imagine it's very long.
Frank, do you know how? What kind of
it's a microcassette, and I, you'll have to instruct me. Does the OPA upload it onto its website, and that in that manner we could all hear it?
We do, but we normally get it in digital format, so.
Yeah, we're not up on the technology. So I can continue to try to find a mean to copy this on.
Is there a way to get it on digital? Is that how we get it?
Do you have a player for that device?
I can get one from the GMH.
If you can't, then we can record it.
Okay, then I can do that today. I can get the player and the tape to you.
Okay. And then I guess we'll upload it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good for
okay.
us, because we weren't able to review it.
We'll advise the parties when it's uploaded.
Thank you very much.
We'll send a notice out to everybody. We'll advise them that it has been uploaded.
Are there any other issues?
No.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So you'll bring your cassette.
This concludes the pre-hearing of OPA 13-009, JMI Edison versus Guam Memorial Hospital. The time is 9:26 a.m. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll get a copy of the recorder from GMH, since I brought the recorder and the tape to you today.
And if you could submit it to Frank,
yes.
And then he'll contact you as soon as we've done it, and then also let you know the quality, and then we'll contact you to get your